So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Illinois State Senator Laura Fine is with us. And Laura, I hear that you were just on the floor, or were you casting a vote? What were you doing?
I just had a bill in committee.
Oh.
And we finished just in time.
I want to talk to you about Louie's Law, but did you see Brandon Johnson speak today?
I did. He met with the caucuses individually, and then he spoke to the entire General Assembly on the House floor today.
And
it was very exciting.
How was he received?
He was received very well. He had some great ideas. He sounded like he wants to work collaboratively with the General Assembly. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he'll accomplish.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I remember it was the DARE program when I was in school. Just Say No was also one of the programs. It was a part of most of our education. But times have changed, and I feel like if you don't hit kids young, by the time they're 12 or 13, things have already been offered to them. I know that Louie was a typical kid in the burbs, grew up in Medina, played football at Driscoll Catholic High School in Addison, and this law is named after him?
Yes. So Louie Michelli died of substance use disorder in 2012. And his parents did not want his life to end at that point. So I worked with the family and other organizations to pass Louie's Law. And the hope is that Louie's struggle will help others survive in the future.
And Louie died of a heroin overdose?
Yes, that is correct.
But it never starts with that, right?
No, it does not. And like you mentioned, the DARE program has been around for as long as I can remember. And Just Say No worked for a while. But that's only part of the solution. And I believe Louie's Law is the next step in the solution.
Okay, it's Senate Bill 2223. It passed the state Senate in March, awaits a vote in the House. What is Louie's Law about?
So what Louie's Law will do is it will create a substance use prevention and a recovery instruction resource guide made available on the State Board of Education website. And so this guide will be available for all schools to use as reference when teaching about the dangers of drugs. And this, it's the substance of the guide will be in combination of the Department of Public Health in collaboration with the Department of Human Services, the State Board of Education, so they can develop a very safety-focused, research-informed, reality-based educational platform for K through 12.
And does this type of information, this type of part of the curriculum, has it shown to decrease drug use or drug acceptance among students?
So the goal is harm reduction strategies. You know, unfortunately, like you mentioned earlier, we can't turn our backs to the fact that kids are experimenting. We don't want that to happen, but that's what our reality is right now. And we have to accept that that's taking place. And once we accept that, we could try to tailor this curriculum to reach kids at their level and with what they're experiencing. So we have to be non-judgmental in the way we present this information. We have to focus on new practices and policies and really encourage information sharing about what it's like. What can happen? What are the concerns? Like I said, for some kids, Just Say No works, but for others, they really need the age-appropriate, reality-based education of what's taking place.
Illinois State Senator Laura Fine is with us about Louie's Law. That's going to provide drug education and harm reduction for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. And I was telling you that was always a part of our curriculum, but back then, you know, we were saying, you know, don't accept marijuana, don't smoke a joint. And now White Castle is a big marketing campaign because tomorrow's 420, and obviously it's legal. And there's very few places in the state of Illinois where at some point you don't encounter the smell. And kids are very well aware of that.
Absolutely. That's why this curriculum is so important, because it's reality-based. And it's reality-based, it's research-informed, it's safety-focused, and we need to meet kids where they're at. And I don't know your age, but I know at my age, we did not have White Castle advertising 420.
No, not at all. Nobody even talked about it. Only the stoners knew what 420 was.
Absolutely. So, you know, as adults, we have to realize that this is the new reality. And how do we make sure that our kids are safe and that they get the information that they need?
And do you include alcohol as part of this drug education?
Well, alcohol would be a drug too, but this is mostly based on opioids, heroin, and more harder drugs. But like I said, alcohol is a drug as well, and that would be a part of it too.
Absolutely. All right, so people can go online, just Google Senate Bill 2223, find out more about it. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for talking about this legislation. I appreciate that.
Illinois State Senator Laura Fine on 720 WGN.